USA Chat with Sat, February 9, 2021.
Hi everyone.
Hi Sat-jun.
Thank you so much for joining us. For this evening, we have something a little bit different. We asked everybody to come up with one sentence about love and art of living, either or both. But it has to be one sentence. And I posted it yesterday, and we are all giving the opportunity to share. I have a couple of questions if you have time, and if you give us permission after that, if there is time also, if people want to share about other things. But that's what we're going to start with, if you like.
That's fine. Yeah, let's just start with the sharing first, or if they have any question that has came up lately that is really important. And then we can go on to the program you mentioned.
Wonderful. So if anybody has a sharing or a question, please go ahead and share. I'm going to mute.
This is Zoya Sajjan. Salam.
Hi, Zoya.
Hi, عزیزم. من از شما یه سوالی کردم هفته پیش و شما خودم هم یادم نمیاد تاریخش چی بود. در مورد following spirituality گفتم من از شما یکی میشنیدم و بعدن رادا و آیدا جون با هم دیگه پیدا کردن اینو که مربوط میشد به کانفرنس کال جولایمون. من دارم رو تلفنم ولی میترسم برم اونو پیدا کنم شما رو گم کنم. من میدونید با این چیزا خیلی بده. رادا بخونی اونو.
Zoe says, Saturn, on our last chat, I asked you a question regarding the quote that you had read. And Ida and Radha found the actual quote. And Zoe's asked me to read it. So I'm going to pull it up now.
Farnas, one of the things you said on Sunday was that the body and mind are not different, even the thinker. How can I put this into practice? What really helped me was when you said, don't take the responsibility of thoughts. They are universal. That is one of the first things that you told me when I met you. How do I utilize this? Sat, by maturity and by contemplation. Contemplation brings maturity. If you contemplate on it and not ask for a way to get it, just contemplate on it, and then the maturity will show it to you. Whenever you guys say, how can I? There is an effort there again. And I am saying the remedy is just forgetting about how can I. Just dwelling on it rather than that, easily. And if you don't dwell on it, then don't dwell on it. Please don't give yourself spiritual responsibility, I beg of you. Sat, July 21st, 2020.
Yeah, thank you, because I asked you guys to find it because I wanted to answer Zoya and I wasn't prepared because I didn't have enough material. Yes, when I talk personally to someone, it's exactly for that person to hear at that very moment. Farnas has a tendency to always wish she was like this, wish this will happen, and I was trying on that day to tell her, stop wishing and wanting to be, and don't make this spirituality a task to do, where a little bit above that, I tell her that instead of doing that, just contemplate and just, you know, stay with it, but don't struggle. Spirituality in the beginning, yes, is sometimes there is a struggle because we don't know the method very well and we want to control things. But once you start maturing, the controlling goes and staying becomes the spirituality. So it cannot be another task to do, another struggle. And I was telling her, because I had repeated many times, I said, I beg of you, stop, you know, this approach. So that was very, very personal. Yeah. And when we take it out of the context, sometimes it might have a different meaning. So I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm glad that others brought it, found it, because I wanted to make sure that what I'm talking, it makes it is what it was.
Yes, John. In the reason I had that question, because other than that time, another time in one of our retreat, I heard that from you, and then I read it somewhere in one of Nagarjuna's saying that it's telling everybody do not go after spirituality. And then somebody asked him why, and he said because spirituality takes away the joy of the true self.
No, that is not true.
When you find it.
Yeah. That is not true. Let me explain it. I'm glad you brought it up. What he means, because I know exactly. I wouldn't volunteer to answer you unless I was sure about it. What he means is don't make another way of life out of your spirituality when the totality of the spirituality is to let go of your concept about anything. Okay, so it does not take your joy. What it takes your joy, Zoya, is your thoughts, is any thoughts, is the ups and downs in the world. We all know that. I mean, anybody that have experienced true spirituality, it is not that way. So the main thing that Nisargadatta or I am trying to say is stay in a natural state, but people cannot do that, including yourself, unless they have some sort of a spirituality and background and some sort of help to know how to let go of the thoughts. It's impossible. There is no way you can find a genuinely happy person in the world without the background of wisdom. They're 1 minute like this, next minute is like this.
Thank you.
So, absolutely. So the reason you're coming on the chat, and the reason you're reading Nisargadatta, the reason you're doing the story of Jesus and all of that all through your life, why is it that? Because you want peace, right? And you will find it. Yeah, and you will find it by really genuinely understanding their essence of their teaching. Like Baba teaches and says, you're God. But how many people hear that and realize they're God, right? So it's contemplation on the essence of the Great One's teaching.
Yes, thank you very much, Satya.
Sure.
Satya, salam. This is Sepide. On that same note, I would like to add my own experience that with many of the practices, especially the trust meditation, for a long time, it was a very mental practice for me. And that's why I tried so many times to do the trust meditation, but it wasn't really helping. It was just a mental exercise. Until a few months ago, I was so struggling that something in me told me, let this help you. And then after that, about a month or two after that, I was having another struggle. And again, something just kind of came to me that just do the trust meditation for sake of being quiet, not for the sake of solving any issues you have. Just do it for the sake of stillness. And from that moment on, trust meditation became a different tool for me. Because when I try to do it, I do not focus on whatever problem it is that I have that's bothering my mind. As soon as it starts kind of poking at me and I'm trying to trust, I say, trust for the sake of silence. And it has really helped me to, it has brought it from a mental level to a different level.
Exactly. That's exactly what the spirituality is it's opening your eyes to see beyond what you used to see and hear. But in the beginning, if you are not have that deep understanding of what we are saying, it appears to be a struggle. But even the struggle eventually would put you in the right place, which is all of the teachings that the great ones give and Baba has given, all is pointing you to yourself and to silence. And so that's the aim. That's the aim, to have an inner life equally as much as the outer life, if not more.
Sata, as is on the same note you're talking about, I would like to add for anybody who is a newcomer that had I not done it in the mental way for a million times, the new opening and understanding wouldn't have come to me at the end. It's probably still not the end. I don't want to say the end. At this moment, this new understanding wouldn't have blossomed for me hadn't I done it in a different way, in a primitive way for a million times. So I have experienced what you're saying right now.
The aim is, the ultimate aim is just to be. But it's impossible to be until your curiosity has been satisfied and you have learned home and you have learned the quality of the mind and the thinker. And then by this knowledge, easily, or you are so open and so ready that one meditation, one truth can really bust the heart open. In most cases, it's repetition of the practice, like a repetition of eating, like a repetition of sleeping, like repetition of thinking. We give this repetition, which is undoing, unlearning, undrop, you know, ungathering.
Hi, Sajun. In an article called Nothingness that you said or wrote on April 3rd, 2020, it says in here, I have taken the beliefs, I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body, I have taken the wisdom, I have taken God, I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there, there is nothing there. I was wondering, Sajun, if you could tell us any more about taking these to the roots of it, what that means or how we can do it.
Well, it is true. You just have to see it for yourself. And the way that my inner journey is to explore myself and explore everything that is I was told is part of me. So I took a emotion that was very disturbing in silence, and I looked at it and I went with it, and I follow where it rose up, and it was nothingness. I did that with feelings. I did that with thoughts. I did that with ideas, the belief I had. And it ends up in that expansion of awareness without this and that. And I've said that in many, many different ways that indicate the same thing. It's the same way that when we do meditation together and you go into the silence, you realize that there is no body, there is no thoughts, there is no problem, there is no attachment. And what happened was that you went to the source of all of that. Creation is not separated from the base. If you take it to the base, you find out that it's just like a depth of an ocean. You find out this calm, immense stillness. That's what it means. You take any thoughts, any ideas that someone told you, like if you do this, that's what will happen to you, right? Sit in the silence and take that thought or this idea without saying, well, he said it and I should find out where he came from. I don't mean it that way. Just take that idea and find out where it goes, and you find out it is in silence. So should not that be our natural state? Because everything vanishes from there, in there. And the article about the one that I started talking about after one of the meditations was, if we knew about the body, would we not know what's going on in it? And none of us do what's going on in our body. We only know what we put in it, as far as food and whatever. So these are just it needs a contemplative mind. It needs a mind that is very introverted to realize the truth of it.
Thank you so much.
Now, if you were not on a spiritual path, you wouldn't know any of that. If you did not read a good book from an enlightened being, you would not know that you can do that.
Mira shares her recent experience and says, I can stamp the fact that this truth and its teachings are beyond grand. When you let go and let be, things get done perfectly, and I thank you very much.
I think the best measurement for one's understanding that if they are in the right place or not is to the extent they feel freedom and expansion of their consciousness. Nothing else can testify that clearly to the truth than your own experience. And nothing can convince you better than your own realization. This is why pointing each to your own source, your own home, your own freedom, where you can experience it, not through my life, but through your own life, is eternal freedom. And this is something that the world is not capable to give one, because it is a mental world and it's limited, even though the variety is infinite. But it is like a variety that is has no depth. So where do we find this depth? Where do we find this treasure? As Baba says, is the understanding that there is this source so available to us if we know the address, if we know the way, and if we start going toward it. As Serenia was saying on Sunday, where Baba says, you take one step, I take thousands or hundreds. Imagine if you take one step toward yourself, the distance is almost non-existent. Of course you feel it, like Mira was saying. When you keep quiet and you stay, this type of what the world calls miracle is very accessible to us. Yeah. It's nice to know that put it into the daily life is important. Now, the other thing I know that Farnaz wants everybody to talk one sentence about the art of living. I'm going to ask you guys to talk about the love. But art of living, I feel like there are one or two people that they're misusing and they're repeating that on the chat, and I'm not sure they're aware of what the art of living it really is. Art of living is balance in life. Art of living is being in the world, but through your practice and understanding, knowing that you are not of it. It's like I give the example of a duck that even it lives in the water, but it never gets deeply wet, only the surface. Art of living is like being on the wall, where not this side too much, not that side too much. It's just balance that brings equanimity. It is not our reaction to things, or it is not being one side and not the other. It is this understanding of what is temporary and what is permanent, and living the temporary in the permanent ground of the self. This is the art of living. Not being persuaded with every wind of emotion, every wind of mood, every wind of fear, that we have this ground and we're still living joyfully in the world and doing our duty, doing our role, better said. It is not to subtract or add. It is just being more of a watcher than participant at all costs. This is the art of living, and I want to make sure that we are not using it as a personality, but this is something much grander than personality. It is not our reaction to things. It is the totality of understanding what is permanent and what is transient. And as we playing our role as a mother, not only doing it well to our capacity, the physical capacity, but also knowing that there is this divine existence that things roll as they roll, and it's not so much in our struggle and doing that makes it happen. In other words, to be more laid back and relaxed, knowing that what permanent is. When I look around outside of our community and our gathering, I honestly see a chaotic life, a life that is so much on the surface that I cannot even understand how this is satisfying. So, because the art of living is not given to us from the beginning, which means the gathering of the wisdom and taking advantage of it and living a life that is beneficial to others, silence to ourselves, and a light to the world. Is there any other question about the art of living or whatever that you feel like you need to have it more clear for you before we say goodbye?
Sachin, there is one question from last time. If mm-hmm. I have your permission, I can read that one, or I can keep it
yes.
for next time.
No, go ahead.
The question is, Baba says, meditate on me, either with form or without form. That is pure bliss. And the question is, I'm not sure how to meditate on Baba without form.
When Baba says me, meditate on me with form or without form, is the same me in you. Now, you can either take the me in him in the form of Baba, or you can just take me, the I am. It's the same. Your I am is no different than Baba's I am in the pure form, not beyond the body. So every time that, and if you're more comfortable with form, please stay with the form. But if you want to know what it means, you meditate on me or you meditate on the formless. It's just the I. It's just the I that every one of us calls me. And it's not character. It's not personality. It's not our role as a woman or a man. You see, there is only one consciousness, one existence, that in form of serenia becomes serenia, in form of sat becomes sat, in form of the farnaz becomes farnaz, in form of everybody. But it is only one. Whether you go to the silence by taking your sense of being there, or you take Baba's, is the same end. Both should take you into a stillness. But as long as we are attached to the form, in our meditation, continue. But also remember, the essence of that form that you're meditating on is absolutely no different than your own essence. And that's when it becomes formless. Well, we had another beautiful heart-to-heart satsang. Have a wonderful week to come and evening. Namaste to all.